Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
March Madness is upon us, NCAA basketball tournament, and there's a bunch of restaurants, pizza places, etc. that are rolling out deals throughout March to go with the March Madness. DoorDash has a bunch of specials up there. Wendy's has something. They're bringing back the Big New Yorker at Pizza Hut. And Coors Light is rolling out for March Madness Coors Light beer popsicles. So it's a beer-flavored popsicle, but they're non-alcoholic.
Then what's the point of that?
It's exactly what I said. Are you kidding me? At this point, I feel like...
Does anyone actually enjoy the taste of beer to not get drunk?
They're limited edition Coorsicles, they're calling them. They're not exactly going to be on tap, but they're going to be at freezers of 800 bars throughout the United States from now until the NCAA tournament ends. So if you see one in Portland, you have to let us know where they are. Hit us up. You can shoot us a text, 207-807-1104. You can also go visit CoorsLight.com/Coorsicles. You could even order a six-pack there for $20, but there's no alcohol in it. I like the alcoholic freezer pops because it reminds me of my childhood, but like as an adult. You know what I mean?
Right.
This not giving the same vibes.
You know what I just thought of? Do you remember the Bud Light Aritas? Is that what they were called?
Yeah.
Something light Arita.
Mm-hmm.
Those were so good.
I do remember those.
Until you grew up and you were like, this is going to make me barf.
I think that social media influencers and influencers in general, they have ruined new products. Like they would have fun stuff like that that people would actually like come out. You know what I mean? But now they're just creating these wild concoctions like ranch flavored ice cream.
It's for shock value.
Exactly.
It's just to go viral.
Exactly. And it's not about like, oh, this would be a fun flavor that people actually like. They're just trying to get the viral clicks and the hits and have us here talking about Coorsicles. We're falling right into it. We're part of the problem.
You know what's crazy is the Bud Light Aritas don't exist anymore. They don't even sell them.
They take away the good stuff.
Wow.
Bring back Crystal Clear Pepsi. It's Throwback Thursday. Let's do this.
I feel like that one would be healthier for you because what makes Pepsi dark brown?
Probably something that's not good for you.
Bad.
Exactly.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
The Pentagon released footage of Tuesday's encounter between a U.S. surveillance drone and a Russian fighter jet over the Black Sea. The U.S. military ditched the drone in the sea after the jet poured fuel on it in an apparent attempt to blind its optical instruments and drive it out of the area. This is significant because it's pulling us into direct conflict, U.S. and Russia.
Pretty scary.
Lawmakers are backing tougher penalties for fake threats that trigger lockdowns in response to fake reports of active shooters at 10 high schools across the state last fall. That day was wild. It was wild for us. I can only imagine being a student or being a parent of the student.
I know.
We were getting a ton of messages on Facebook and text about everything that was going on throughout the state, and we were just trying to report the facts from the actual authorities and not just all of the rumors that were...
Like it was taking forever to get the real story. It was so stressful and scary.
And so I think that one of the things that I've seen multiple parents say, and I've seen multiple quotes throughout the news when this was discussed, is that it's real until it's not real. So if you're a kid and they're locking down the school and or you're a parent and your kids in the school and they're locking it down and the police are showing up, it's real.
I know.
Like you're having that trauma. You're thinking that this is happening until it doesn't happen. So they're looking for tougher punishment for those that call in these fake threats. A new bill would make violations punishable by up to 5 years in jail and a $20,000 fine. Currently, making false reports is punishable by up to a year and $2,500 fine. So they're trying to make the penalty a little stiffer there.
I think they should.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Maine is one of two states that doesn't allow hunting on Sunday. Did you know that?
I had to have known that because my dad did it my whole childhood growing up. I just don't remember.
Maine Hunters United for Sunday Hunting. Can you guess what they stand for?
I think that they would like to go hunting on Sunday.
They're backing a bill that would allow Mainers to hunt on Sundays with a bow or crossbow. They get to pay a $31 fee, but then you can get out there on Sunday. It seems kind of ridiculous and arbitrary to be like, no hunting on Sunday.
Why is that? Because it's the Lord's Day?
Yeah, I know in like Massachusetts, weren't they called blue laws where there was just random laws that like you can't buy liquor on a certain day? And it was just like these antiquated things that have since changed, I believe, but there's still a few of them lingering around. Maybe that has something to do with it.
That's most of society. And we say, why do we even have this in place? And it goes back to ancient times.
Daylight saving time. Why does this even happen? Because of the farmers. Mackenzie Holmes, you love seeing Mainers doing cool stuff. Shouts to Mackenzie Holmes. Is she the best basketball player to ever come out of Maine? Maybe.
Sure, why not?
The Gorham native playing basketball for Indiana right now is named First Team All-America. Congratulations to Mackenzie. The Hoosiers won the Big Ten regular season title. Holmes averaged 22.3 points, 7.3 rebounds, and shot 68.8% from the field. Love to see it. Congratulations to Mackenzie Holmes. One last thing for five things. Maine Catholics out there, they got a dilemma this Friday. What are they going to do? I'm not practicing as far as no eating meat on Friday. So,
did you give up anything for Lent?
I gave up the...
being nice. What were you going to say?
I gave up the drama, but then the Vanderpump Rules thing happened.
And you gave up drama for Lent?
I gave up drama.
I didn't realize there was so much of it in your life.
No, I just...
Drama queen.
I didn't give up anything for Lent. No, people around me were talking about like, you should give up this, you should give up that. I was like, you should give up giving me suggestions for what I should give up for Lent. Maine Catholics are getting a pass to eat meat this Friday because it's Lent and you're not supposed to eat meat on Friday, but Friday is St. Patrick's Day. What are you going to do about it? St. Patrick's Day, you want that corned beef and cabbage, right?
Right?
And if you eat it, you go to hell. Yeah. Straight to hell.
You know, I'm not a religious person, but if I want to eat something, I'm going
to
eat it.
In honor of St. Patrick's Day, Bishop Robert Daly is authorizing those who choose to eat meat on Friday to instead, there's a catch, you can eat meat Friday, but instead you got to abstain from meat on another day this week. If we can just make these rules all willy-nilly, like how does he know that we can do this? Because he's the bishop? Did the Lord come to him and say that, hey, it's okay?
I'm just like also such a bossy person that I can't imagine like being like, oh no, he said I can do it, so I'm going to do it. Like if I want to do it, I'm going to do it.
No, but he's the bishop. He's got the word of the Lord.
I know. That's why I can't imagine. To let someone else tell me what I can do.
It's going to come down to judgment day for you and they're going to be like, March 17th, 2023.
She's always had a problem with authority.
No. I was going to say, for somebody out there, you ate meat and then you're going to be like, they're going to be like, but the bishop said it was okay. Really? Really? The bishop said it was okay, so you ate the meat? You're not getting a pass. Straight to hell. That's how it's going to go down.
You believe that there is heaven and hell?
I'd like to believe in an afterlife, yes. Are we going to get that deep right now?
I believe in reincarnation.
Sure. I think whatever makes you happy in the moment.
Yeah. We were talking about it's fun to believe in things. It gives your life a purpose. And even you could be like me and take the complete opposite direction and believe in ghosts and reincarnation.
I actually do kind of believe in reincarnation.
You do?
Yeah.
Seen a cardinal lately?
I don't know.
Could be a loved one.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
I think in my world, I'd like to believe, and this is just me making things up, I would like to believe that we are reincarnated as other people. We get to go through life as another person.
We are. I have a past life. I was a man in a past life.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. I was a public speaker as well, and I was authoritative.
The first person that comes to mind is not a good person.
I don't think it was him.
Was Kanye a fan of you?
No.
That's five things you need to know about how to be by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Over 25,000 victories for injured Mainers since 1974.
That's not my past life.
207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
It was like in BC times.
Oh.
I think in I'm imagining they told me it was like, imagine like a Roman, is it like cathedral? Whatever. And there was like, I was at a podium and I was speaking and people were listening.
So you weren't at a podium speaking with a funny mustache is what you're saying.
So I've been told.
Who told you this?
A past life reader.
They have those?
Of course they do. Are you joking?
They got everything these days.
And I love to hear it. I eat it right up.
It's not radio mail. Up mornings.
I have male energy.
BDE?
Yes.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
So the new episode of Vanderpump Rules aired last night, and they prefaced it by saying that this was not re-edited. This is exactly how it was. They didn't go back in and change anything because of what's happening in the news and the gossip of Raquel and Sandoval. Nothing was changed. Did you watch the episode? What did you think of it?
So I watched the episode, and I was like, whoa, this is really telling of Raquel's behavior and what's to come. Red flags going off.
Which is why they felt the need to put out the statement like, hey, we didn't go back in and re-edit this. This is just ironic.
Which was kind of mean. They were like, no, she really sucks this bad. We didn't even have to edit her in a bad light.
Like, no, we promise we didn't do that. So basically what happened in the episode?
There was some fallout over Raquel making out with a guy that Lala had been interested in because they're having a girls' trip, girls' weekend, and they went out. Lala liked the guy, and then they basically, Raquel was like, well, can I have him? And Lala was like, sure. Which, like, anyone who has had this happen to them with a girlfriend, it's like, yeah, you're not going to be crazy and say like, no. And like,
but there's still some feelings
but
there.
It's annoying that your friend would be okay with crossing you like that. At the end of the day, it's annoying. So then it spiraled back into the hotel room, and Raquel made a comment like, because Lala was like, if you were moving forward when you're this intoxicated, if I had a boyfriend, I wouldn't trust you around him. And she said, well, it's a good thing you don't have a boyfriend to bring around.
Instead of saying what a normal person would say, like, you, I would never do that.
Yeah. I mean, she was kind of like making a joke. Like, I don't know. If they were like better friends, maybe it would have landed well. But and then the girls got kind of mean. They were making fun of her. And that's where, if I didn't know all of this Scandoval drama with the affair had happened, I think I would have been Team Raquel in that episode because they were being a little nasty.
They were
making fun of her nightlight. Like, who cares? I would think that that's sweet.
The nightlight was hilarious.
And Christina was like, the only other person I've seen with a nightlight like this is a 3-year-old girl. And I'm like, okay, it's okay to like things. I don't know.
The nightlight, I actually laughed out loud when she went into her room and the nightlight was on. I was like, is that one of those lights that like is a projector that puts like space and stuff
exactly
all over the room? It was.
And then they were like, she's in her room with a galaxy nightlight listening to music. That's so weird.
No,
is
not,
it that weird?
Not listening to music, listening to Taylor Swift.
Well, no, I thought they guessed. They're like, oh my God, Taylor Swift. And it's like, okay, there's nothing wrong with listening to Taylor Swift. I don't know. I just thought that it was like mean girl energy and I wasn't really supporting it. However, knowing what I know now, I'm like, well, maybe someone needed to bring her back down to life.
So there's been rumors that she's not locked in for the reunion yet. Although on Watch What Happens Live last night, Andy Cohen said, don't worry about it. Like, he's above the law. Like, they're going to make it happen.
Yeah. He's going to tear up that restraining order is what he's saying. Oh, and when Raquel joins the boys' night, so she leaves the girls' trip with Katie to go hang out with Katie's soon-to-be ex-husband, basically saying, I don't like you, I like your ex-husband better. And then she joins the guys' trip. Allegedly, that night is when the affair started. Ariana's not there. Notice that? She's not there because it's a boys' night. Hello. Mm-hmm. They got pretty cozy. So next episode, we'll have to be watching.
Other news outside of Vanderpump drama, we got Ryan Reynolds, who is a minority owner of Mint Mobile. He owns 20 to 25% of the company. Still a good chunk there. And it just sold. The company just sold to T-Mobile for $1.35 billion.
Holy moly.
As you say, the rich get richer. And he made a, he always likes to tweet out ridiculous stuff with him and his wife back going back and forth. And this time he made a joke about his mom saying, thank God for T-Mobile's aggressive last minute bid because his mom, Tammy Reynolds, was the front runner to purchase
the
company.
I don't really get that joke at all because I feel like that's not
basically the joke is that like nobody believes in me, but my mommy does. But that's not true because T-Mobile put $1.35 billion up.
Sometimes I'm so jealous of these people that make these business deals. And I'm like, why couldn't I have been born into a insanely rich family? And then I think to myself, well, I might not be a good person. I like to think of myself as a good person every now and then, but I could be a real terrible person.
If you gave me money, I'd be terrible. Pete Davidson is letting go of his 4,500 square foot bachelor pad in Brooklyn Heights that he's been calling home. So if you're looking for a place, he's renting it out. It was listed for $30,000 per month and the price just dropped. So price drop, $28,000 per month if you want to purchase that.
What a steal.
It's got some stunning views of the Brooklyn Bridge from the penthouse's private rooftop terrace.
Fathom paying $28,000 a month
in
rent. In rent. You're not even owning.
And that's a price drop from the $30,000. And then one last thing, Joe Exotic has thrown his name into the race for president. The Tiger King star made the announcement on his campaign website. He wrote, yes, I know I am in federal prison and you might think this is a joke, but it's not. It is my constitutional right to do this even from here. The former zookeeper spending 21 years in prison for a murder for hire conviction, but he's running for president. I say we just skip a step. Everybody always wants to throw the president in jail. Let's just get a president that's already in jail.
I think it's wrong that someone with a felony can't vote, but someone with a felony could run for president.
I had to do a double take, and I Googled it, and apparently the bar is pretty low to run for president. All you have to do is be over 35 and have the proper citizenship requirements, and that's basically it. If you get enough support, you could become the president. That is your Dirty on the 30.
Get up. Hot mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Wake up.
We have tickets to see the Kid Laroi that we're going to give away this hour. The Kid Laroi, March 25th, up in Bangor at the Cross Insurance Center. The Bleed for You tour. We don't want your pockets to bleed for him. He's willing to bleed for you. That's good enough. We're giving you free tickets to see the Kid Laroi, March 25th, in Bangor, Cross Insurance Center. 207-807-1104. And today's question is, to get in the running,
what artist would you like to spend 24 hours with?
All right, so you could spend a day with any artist, pop singer, rapper, R&B artist, whatever, any musician.
Who's it gonna be?
I guess you could be like Picasso or a painter.
No, I'm not gonna accept that.
Okay, you wanted to be a musician.
Yes.
Then. All right, you should have just said musician then. 207-807-1104.
No, who, because I thought if you're a musician, you have to play an instrument.
Well, your instrument could be your voice. That's what I would say if I was a
lead singer. Or is your
voice singer.
A tool?
207-807-1104. What are you going with? Who are you going with?
I would love to spend 24 hours with Ariana Grande. I think that she's so talented. She can sing, she can act, she's hilarious, and I just love everything about her, so I think it would be really cool. Love to spend some time in the studio, maybe get some voice lessons. You know, her songs are always the ones that I sing privately when I'm really trying to sing. And sometimes if the volume's up loud enough, I think we sound kind of similar. So maybe she could give me some pointers.
She has an incredible voice. There's no way you sound similar to her.
That's
no mean. No offense, I've never heard you sing, but like if you did, we're not in
did
the right.
Did you miss the joke?
We're not in the right career path.
I think you missed the joke. I said when the volume's up loud enough.
Oh, it drowns you out and you sound, okay.
I'm hearing her voice and thinking it's me. Jeez. Anyways, I've been told that I'm a good singer. I just need some lessons, okay? So I would want to spend the day with her and her dogs. I love her dogs. I just love her. So Ariana Grande, that's who I'm picking. And we'd have a wonderful summer party.
You know what? You mentioned her hanging out with her in the studio for a little bit. What I think is cool about Ariana Grande is like she runs like some of her own sessions and she knows
she's so talented.
She knows how to like produce and do all of that, which you wouldn't necessarily expect. I don't feel like people give her the credit that's due. Like when this weekend Die For You remix dropped, she was like in there moving her vocals around, like engineering it herself.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is super dope.
She can do it all. I think I could learn a lot from her.
Solid pick right there, Ariana Grande. Who are you going with? 207-807-1104. You could spend 24 hours with any artist. 207-807-1104. Who are you choosing and why? And that's going to put you in the running for the Kid Laroi tickets. 207-807-1104. I'm going to double down on our comments earlier. I'm going to go with Lil Uzi Vert.
Now I'm missing the joke.
Well, people are saying that he worships the Church of Satan.
Oh!
But honestly, I think Lil Uzi Vert would be incredible to hang out with. I think he would be a lot of fun. And I was watching some of his red carpet interviews. I don't know if it's red carpet, maybe it's green carpet, whatever they have at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, right. Orange, maybe?
Yeah, orange. Or I was going to say green for slime, and I also saw all the pictures of him getting slimed. He just looks like a fun guy.
Well, you know what? I actually take that as a compliment because Lil Uzi and I were born on the same day, and we're both pretty delusional people. So,
and I also
you enjoy spending time with me, so if the shoe fits.
I find it interesting, like his love for Pop-Tarts. I was watching an interview where he was talking about, they asked him his favorite Pop-Tart, and he like got very specific, like, well, what time of day is it? What's the situation? What happened the day before? He's got a favorite Pop-Tart for everything. And anyone who's passionate about Pop-Tarts like that, I just think would be fun to hang out with. Like, what else is he passionate about? I want to get to know, the real Lil Uzi.
Well, just spend the day with me and you'll find out.
Ashley in Saco, you can spend 24 hours with any artist. Who are you choosing?
Dolly Parton.
Ooh! Are you going to examine her hands to see if she's wearing gloves or if they're real?
No, she just has a voice of an angel. I've always thought that since I was a little girl.
Have you heard that rumor, though?
Yes, I've heard that rumor.
I think it's her real skin.
Wait, what is the rumor? That she wears skin gloves?
When she performs, she wears like prosthetics on like her neck and parts of her chest that's exposed and her hands. And it's like almost like this latex looking stuff to make her skin look very smooth and not wrinkled.
Oh, well, she looks great.
Yeah, she does.
She's also somebody that I've seen plenty of interviews of, and she has some great stories. So just to sit there and have story time with her when you're spending the day with her would be amazing.
I'd love that.
Victoria and Biddeford, you got 24 hours to spend with any artist. Who are you choosing?
Selena Gomez.
Ooh! What would you ask Selena Gomez if you could only ask her one question? What would it be?
Why she puts up with so much that she puts up with.
True.
I would ask her, what was it like working with Steve Martin and Martin Short on Only Murders in the Building? Will you be coming?
I haven't seen that yet.
Will you be coming to Maine in November when they come to Maine and perform at the Merrill? That's what I would ask her, those two questions. You haven't seen that yet? You're a Selena Gomez fan?
No.
I feel like I
haven't seen it either, and I love her music.
I know. You guys both haven't seen it. Jeez. You know, I'm not going to say I wasn't a fan, but I wasn't a big Selena Gomez fan. Then I watched the show, and I thought she was great in it. So now I've become, like, Team Selena.
Oh. Oh my God.
I love Selena Gomez.
That's his statement.
Speaking of Steve Martin, Martin Short, not to brag, but I usually don't have trouble getting tickets to things. And I felt like what everybody else feels like.
Oh, really?
Yesterday for the first time.
Wow.
I didn't have a plug on the Steve Martin, Martin Short ticket. So I had to get in there for the pre-sale. And I was freaking out. And Tara had to walk me through how to purchase tickets. I don't think I can recall the last time
I purchased tickets.
I
remember my password. I was like, I don't think you need an account. You just need the code.
Well, I needed the code, but then I needed to create an account with Portix, and I didn't have a Portix account, so I had to create it.
Oh, rookie mistake.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You could have that account made the week before.
Luckily, they let me have my tickets in the cart for like 30 minutes before.
That's a long time.
Yeah, shout out to Portix. So I got my tickets. I can't wait. November, I'm going to get to see Steve Martin and Martin Short. But I was panicking yesterday. I busted in the room that Tara was in. I was like, help! You do this all the time. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm excited for that show, though.
You have almost a year to go.
I know.
So far away.
Maura's like, are you going to take me? And I said, we'll see at the state of our relationship by then.
Wow, that's mean.
Lily and OOB, you can spend 24 hours with any artist. Who are you choosing?
Bad Bunny all day, every day.
Benito, did you go to his did you go to his show at Fenway Park?
I did. It was amazing. I honestly felt like I could go and follow him on tour because it was so great and amazing.
Man, that's one of those concerts on my list that I have FOMO. I missed out. I'm just bummed that I didn't make the trip down there for it because I saw all the videos and it looked incredible. Like, the stage show looked wild.
Yeah, there were so many lights. Everybody in there had a huge smile on their face. Everybody knew every word. I met people from Taiwan that were there singing every song, like every lyric. It was awesome.
Dennis in Lisbon, you can spend 24 hours with any artist. Who are you choosing?
Kendrick Lamar. Ooh.
And why?
I just love him as an artist, and I feel like he would be really awesome to hang out with.
Hit him on an off day, or are you going to watch him in the studio and see the process?
I don't know. I don't feel like he makes much music as he should anymore.
So
you're saying, get back to work.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody said, Nicki Minaj, we have the same birthday.
Ooh.
She's honest AF, and I want to show her how good I can rap her parts.
Oh my gosh. I would be scared to do that to the queen. I would mess up.
I would be scared to offend her. Like, that's not what I sound like.
I feel like she has such a fun personality. I was recently watching clips of when she was on American Idol, and she does seem really fun. Remember her and Mariah Carey would fight every episode?
That sounds about right.
So shady.
All right, Shannon in Berwick, Maine. You got 24 hours to spend with any artist. Who are you choosing?
I'm definitely choosing Hayley Williams from Paramore, one of my favorite bands of all time.
Ooh, she seems so cool.
I love that your mind is like Hayley Williams from Paramore, which is the obvious association, but I'm like, Hayley Williams, she did a song with Eminem. Why do you?
What? Are you for real?
That's where my mind immediately went.
Wow.
I know.
Misery business.
I get it. Why are we choosing Hayley Williams?
So they're like one of the first bands that I was ever obsessed with and continue to listen to even when I'm an adult. But their sound has changed so much, and I would love to just sit down with her and kind of figure out why she wrote the songs that she did and why, you know, the sound has changed so much since. It's not bad, it's just so different.
It is so different, and I have to say I like the old stuff better.
Yeah, I do too.
No.
You're like, girly, let's take it back. Let's do a throwback album.
How do you feel about the Kid Laroi's music?
So I love the Kid Laroi. I have been a fan for a very long time. He was my most listened to artist over the past 2 years on Spotify. So I'm a very big fan.
All right. Well, it looks like the stars have aligned because we picked your text. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see him.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Yeah, you're going to the show. Congratulations.
Awesome. Oh
my God, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I can't wait to tell my boyfriend.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him live?
No, I haven't. I wanted to see him at the House of Blues, but it sold out so quickly.
I know.
Then this show sold out quickly, too. So.
All right, so you're going Bangor March 25th, Bleed For You tour. You're in the building. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much.
Ticket giveaway is made hot in Maine by Buffalo Wild Wings, opening in Portsmouth, and they're hiring. Walk in for an interview today between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. B-Dubs interviewing on site at their new restaurant, 360 Route 1 Bypass, right off the traffic circle in Portsmouth. And we got one more pair of tickets. You snuck in there. Congratulations. We got one more to give away tomorrow at 8 a.m. Congrats.
Thank you. Woo!
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
This is my one day a week that I pick a song, and now all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to pick a song too, okay?
Yeah, but mine's like a meaningful
sibling
song.
Sibling energy.
I want to do this. Today we're going to do this, all right? I've already...
You did it last week too. You picked your own song last week too. It's not nice.
I'm going to pick mine first.
I don't
first.
Get anything to myself around here.
Today's a special day, all right? And
not
I would
to me anymore.
No, it's not your day. It's Jay-Z and Beyonce's day. This
is it their anniversary?
No, this is actually the anniversary of the first time that they met.
How would you know?
I know these things. I've subscribed to the Beyonce Jay-Z dating newsletter. Jay-Z, Beyonce, they met for the first time at MTV's Spring Break Festival in Cancun on this day back in 2000-ish. Remember when MTV used to do Spring Break? You know you don't. And
no, I was too young, but
BET Spring Bling.
I've seen the footage from what it was like.
Those times were epic. I actually was in Daytona Beach I caught a little bit of my week landed a little bit during BET's Spring Bling. It was wild. Good times. Anyways, Beyonce was just in Destiny's Child at this point in time.
Just
in Destiny's Child. They didn't go on their first date until 1 to 2 years after they met there. He was trying to holler at her. She was 18 when he
Whoa, how old was he?
I'm not sure, but he's definitely much older than Beyonce. The reports are a little conflicting, though, because in an interview, he said, oh, we started dating 10 years ago, and that put them at like 1997. But Beyonce said it was 2000 in Cancun at this spring break. So I would say that Jay-Z's a typical guy and just like, I don't know, it was like 10 years ago. That's kind of how I view time. I would like to play their first collab. Any idea of what song they first...
Crazy in Love.
...were on together? Incorrect.
Then I don't know.
It came out in 2002. Any idea?
No, because I thought it was Crazy in Love.
Well, you could pick another collab that they had.
From when?
2002.
I can't even think of it.
Have you heard this one?
Oh.
Yeah, off the Blueprint 2. It was on Jay-Z's album. This was their first one together. Bonnie and Clyde. 03, Bonnie and Clyde. Produced by... Any guesses? Any guesses? Kanye West.
I was going to.
That's their first collab.
Yeah, he was 30.
We'll know that. That came 2 years after their first meeting.
So he was 32 and she was 20.
When they met in Cancun, we did the math.
30 and 18.
30 and 18. Slightly sketchy.
But hey, she could drink in Cancun. It's legal at 18.
She tricked him. Kanye was in the studio. They were listening to Tupac's. Me and my girlfriend, which that samples, and he had the idea, like, this should be your first, like, they've been dating, this should be your first joint song together, and that's how that song came about.
Cute.
So, a little history lesson right there for you, Jay-Z, Beyonce, 03, Bonnie and Clyde, that was my pick, and now we'll do Tara's TBT.
Yeah, finally. So, today's TBT is gonna be a throwback to Miss Pia Mia. She used to be best friends with Kylie Jenner, and I gotta be honest with you, I thought she was gonna be the next big thing, and recently she's had a bit of attention on TikTok because people are sharing the video, very uncomfortable video of her singing to
at the
table,
dinner table. Yeah,
and she's covering Drake's song Hold On We're Going Home. The girl has a good voice, but in that video she does not. And
I mean, Kanye's, like, face in the video.
I'd be terrified if I'm singing in front of those people. Come on. But I really thought she was gonna be the next big star, and haven't heard much of her since this one.
You and Jason Lugosi from Waterfront Concerts.
Wait, really?
That big Pia Mia fan.
I loved Pia Mia.
Every show he's like, we gotta get
Pia Mia
on the show.
No, but but like he had the right vision, because girls like me in 2015 loved the Kardashians and were like, oh my God, PM Mia, I was streaming her. I would not have a clue who she was if it wasn't for Kylie Jenner.
So what song are we going with?
Today we're doing her breakout hit, Do It Again.
Featuring, do you remember who's on this?
And Chris Brown, PM Mia. It's a good song.
Yeah. It's unfair that I hit you with Jay-Z, Beyonce, and then you follow up with PM Mia. I set you up for failure there, I feel like.
I do the fun throwbacks that people forgot about. With that long blonde hair, that's Marsha Brady. I'm all about your lady, Chelsea High handler. Got your legs racing hard on vacation. No exaggeration. Said you amazing. Moving too fast, can't pace it.